You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
We are live. It is Minor Talk presented by Jack in the Box. I'm Adrian Broaddus. He is Sal Montes. He's Alberto Retta. Zay Galindo was onside out at the Don tonight. It was a 67-62 victory for the Miners tonight. You want to talk about it? Let's do it. 915-505-6009. We've got three games in less than a week. We're going to keep today's show, I would say, relatively. We're going to hit all the big topics. We'll take some calls if we have any, and then we'll turn the page quickly over to the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. And we'll get ready for that. I mean, expectations are high in this room. Expectations should be high among UTEP men's basketball fans. Miners are 7-3 right now. They beat Tarleton State 67-62. Going into tonight, it was laughable, Sal. I mean, we talk about point spread sometimes, and you know, we talk about who's the favorite, who isn't. UTEP men's basketball, they were almost 16-point favorites going into tonight's game. I didn't think that was going to be the case at all going into this one. Knowing the emotions, knowing that Billy Gillespie was coming to town for the first time since 04-05, and knowing that this was the first time that the Miners coming back home in front of their home crowd, emotional type of game for guys like Devin Barnes and Tarleton State, despite their record, they wanted to get up for this kind of game right here. I just found it hard to believe that this one ended up being a 16-point advantage, going at one point for the Miners, I guess, beforehand. In terms of favorites, that was hard for me to believe right there, Sal. The fact that UTEP was going to, go out and win by that much. I think the score is probably the right reflection, despite maybe what fans would say. And I think some fans hold UTEP to a high standard. They wanted an absolute blowout tonight.
Yeah, if you look at odds and whatever, I guess if you're just number watching there, but if you're program watching, you know that's not going to happen at all. These two teams are, I don't want to say exact mirror images of each other, but a lot of what goes into a game plan and what they like to do, and I say they as in both of those teams, really sticks. These guys like to take the air out of the ball, as they say, force turnovers and get after it with their athleticism. And I don't have it. Oh, here we go. I have these rebounding numbers, but kind of a misnomer. Yeah, it still sticks true, and it was like this all game. Now, hear me out, Adrian. At some point, it was like 18-17 rebound differential, and carry that on from about midpoint through the game or whatever, three quarters of the game, all the way up to the very end. The difference in rebounding is by one. It's 26 to 25. So with that being said, that play style was really sticking. It's forcing turnovers. I don't want to say it's not a point of emphasis as far as rebounds go, but you could tell where their priorities are, and it's on defense. These two teams just neck and neck in the final minutes of it. So, no, you're absolutely right. If you watch these two coaches and know what their philosophy is, there's no way that you look at those odds or whatever and do something with it according to those spreads.
Defensively in this game, you mentioned it, turnovers. Tarleton State, they had 18 tonight. That's what UTEP forced. A little bit on the low end compared to what UTEP's used to defensively. And then UTEP on their side, 15 turnovers on offense. That feels uncharacteristic to how well and how disciplined UTEP has been playing, offensively, I should say, and not turning the ball over on their side. You heard in the post game from head coach Joe Golding, guys like Otis Frazier with 4, David Terrell with 5. I mean, that's uncharacteristic for those guys. So maybe you just chalk it to that, an uncharacteristic type of game. Not really like what we're going to see from this UTEP squad moving forward, but definitely needs to be said here early on as we get things started. 915-505-6009, that's our telephone number. UTEP defeats Tarleton State 67-62. Let's talk about it here on the show. The return of Billy Gillespie. Your thoughts, give it to us, 915-505-6009 or 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. Alberto Retta is with us as well. He was closely watching the women's basketball game. Alberto, that was a tough one for the women's basketball team right here. They had a chance in this one, but I mean, let's be honest. They really didn't have a chance after the first quarter. Dug themselves into a hole, really couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. It was they were outscored 23-5 in that first quarter, and just that was impossible to dig themselves out of. And their usual players, you know, their starters just didn't have the performance that they wanted them to have. So, you know, the Miners had let's check here, 27 points off the bench, 27 out of their 52 points. So that's right at half of their points figures to be. Points off the bench, it's difficult to win games like that. So you get out rebounded, you shoot poorly in that first quarter, and you're not able to recover. So they play the Arizona Pine Bluffs next. So it'll be interesting. The Arkansas Pine Bluffs.
Yeah.
Sorry, they play them next this Thursday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, let's see what happens with women's basketball. I was talking to Zay before the game. Going 1-2 on this road stretch is probably the right thing for this women's basketball squad, despite the loss today. The win against Utah Tech kind of helped them moving forward. But back to the men real quick here on this side. It was guys like Devin Barnes with 11, guys like Corey Camper with 11 and 3 steals in this game, guys like Ahmad Bynum with 10 points. By the way, Sal, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. The nation's leading three-point percentage maker right now. He leads the country in three-point percentage at 61% make right now. That's the clip he's at. Ahmad Bynum, absolutely scorching hot to start the season.
And the amazing thing is, I mean, the percentage is nice, it's beautiful, but the volume is there too. It's not fool's gold. It's not like he's 1 for 2 every other night, and you know, he just happens to be, I'm just going to throw out a random number. He's not like 12 for 24 over the course of 12 games or something. No, we're talking about high volume shooting, consistent shooting. So you love that right now, especially as you're in the middle part of December, and you want to carry that over, obviously, into conference play. So, I mean, if we see another couple of weeks of this, Adrian, this could be a lot realer than we think it is, and it looks real right now.
Yeah, it could be real. I agree with you there, Sal. 915-505-6009. Does he fall back to earth at some point? Maybe, but I still like whatever the floor looks like for Ahmad Bynum. The step backs are nice. You're going to live with some poor shooting nights, but we really haven't seen that from him at UTEP so far. Tonight, 4 of 7 from the full floor, 10 points for the Miners. You talked volume. I kind of want even more. I want like 10 more attempts, but maybe that's where you see some of the drop-off, and maybe this is out of strategy instead of, you know, and then maybe this is by design for UTEP men's basketball. By the way, he plays 26 minutes tonight, which is a lot for Ahmad Bynum. You usually see something like 15, 16, 17 minutes, and then he pours double-digit scoring in that limited amount of time. But now we're seeing him play over 25 minutes, Sal. Yeah. And that's interesting knowing that they've got the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational on deck this weekend.
And they're purposeful minutes on offense. I mean, defensively, True. We know that he's going to be flying around and doing, you know, what Golden wants him to do defensively. But for the first time in a while, there's a player out there for the benefit of the offense. And it's not so much he's lacking defensively. It's like they need him out there to generate that, hot streak, so to speak.
Let's go to Twitter and X. But before we do that, let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Miner Talk, brought to you by it's actually Jack in the Box here on 600 ESPN El Paso. Miner Talk continues along with Sal Montes, Alberto Retta. I'm Adrian Broaddus. Oscar Arieta Agency will bring us the player of the game coming up here later on in the program. We'll get to our hot hand of the game thanks to Wind Supply El Paso. And I also want to mention, we will be live at the District West, 3233 North Mesa, ahead of UTEP and Jackson State. That's coming up Friday. But right now we're talking UTEP, Tarleton State, 67-62, 915-505-6009. Before we get to Brian, a couple tweets to get to here on the program. This is it. This is Farmer Ted. Perhaps an interesting tidbit that you can add to the broadcast, Miner Talk, is that former El Paso High grad Edward Milton, 1989, is Tarleton's all-time assist leader and holds many season records and is also in their Hall of Fame. Good stuff, Farmer Ted. I appreciate that. This is the one at Flash Action 60. Don't forget, Joseph Martinez is a starter from El Paso. That's right. Joseph Martinez played for Tarleton State As far as tonight goes, he did not start in this one here tonight. Didn't even play too much. He actually played maybe like half a minute before he was subbed out of this game. But Joseph Martinez didn't log too much tonight, and he is a spectacular player. He played at Canutillo High School, went this route to Tarleton State. He's a redshirt freshman, 6'3" guard out of El Paso, and yes, at Flash Action 60, I'm totally with you, man. I like Joseph Martinez a lot, just like you. Sad UTEP fan tweets into the program, embarrassing win. The team was way too high on their own supply. Golding really has to do a better job of getting the team ready before a game like this. No reason this game should have been close. Sal, on paper, there might not be a lot of reasons this should be close, but knowing that this is a big one for Billy Gillespie, he didn't want to come to El Paso and lose. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come out to El Paso, throw the kitchen sink, and maybe win in this game. And that's what you saw late in the stretch. Timeouts galore. They were fouling. They were getting to the rim and drawing fouls. Tarleton State, credit to them, they had a gutsy game down the stretch. For the Miners, it didn't look pretty, sure, but they hold on and they win a game. Like,
I mean, there's two ways you could look at it. I understand the sentiment that he shares. There's three ways, okay? There's three ways you can look at it. One is the way that he's looking at it. It's like, it's embarrassing. It's Tarleton State. You've had some time to prepare for this. On paper, you're the better team. I get it, okay? Now, on the other end, look at it on the Billy Gillespie side. He's coming in. He's going to coach a heck of a game, which he absolutely did. I mean, look at the final score and look at the numbers. You know, pretty much on par with the Miners, minus a couple of other parts. So I can understand the emotional factor. But then on the other side, kind of like middle ground, so to speak, is we talk about how these teams kind of mirror each other. And you've been going up against this in practice, pretty much all year. So I would love to ask the question. I don't know if it was asked or not, but did this game feel like one of those practices that you have where you have your guys scrimmage each other and neither side could really get away from the other? So that's another way to kind of look at it. So I don't really know which route to go. I think it's a game that you go up against a good defense and their strengths are no greater than your, or their weaknesses are no greater than your weaknesses, so to speak. Just happen to be a bit more talented. So that's the route that I'm going to take.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's a good way of looking at it, too. Hey, our telephone number, 915-505-6009, as we continue, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X, 600ESPNElPaso.com. Milkman tweets into the program, Miners played well and beat our former coach. Good seeing Gillespie back in town. But can we also be honest? He was saying how he doesn't like the streaming coverage. Every single game, they go many minutes without updating the scoreboard. I keep thinking they're going to be better next game. They never are. Regardless, congrats, Miners. Sorry about that, Milkman. I hear what you're saying there. My thought on this is whenever it comes to UTEP basketball, turn down the game, turn up our radio station, 600 ESPN El Paso, so you can still watch the game, but then get the real feel from it from Voice of the Miners' John Teicher. That's just how I listen to it. That's how I consume UTEP basketball, and we usually promote that here on the show, so I'll just promote it again. 915-505-6009, last one, Ice Cubillos. Good to see him tonight. That was a long game. Man, I agree. Writes Caesar.
Which game? The first half game or the second half game?
Good point. Glad the defense was there when it counted. All respect to Billy Gillespie. I'm happy that he picked up the loss. A few too many turnovers kept the Tarleton State team alive. Hope it improves this weekend. See you at the tournament. We'll see you there, Ice Cubillos. I appreciate it, man. And yeah, late night tonight out at the Dawn. But no worries. We'll burn the midnight oil with all the listeners out there tonight talking some UTEP hoops. 915-505-6009. Two people to get to. It's Brian and then it's Leon. I'm excited for both these calls. Brian, you're first up. Give us your thoughts on this one. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It wasn't pretty, but we got the win. And Billy Gillespie's return to El Paso. And even though this is an incredibly bad Charleston squad, they lost to Samuelson State 91-62. It was still a decent win for the Miners. One thing I want to point out is Ahmad Bynum. Oh my God, he's really good. He's 25 for 37 out of his three-pointers. And shout out to Sideline Dutep for shouting him out, but I think he's our best shooter since CJ Cooper, actually. But it's a really good game for UTEP. Good stuff, Miners.
A CJ Cooper reference? Wow.
Wow.
Interesting. Good stuff, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. As far as historic tears, last guy to really kind of catch lightning in a bottle like this, I'd say it was Jarrell Satterfield not too long ago, but that only lasted like, maybe six games, seven games. This is like a 10-game stretch here for Ahmad Bynum. He's not slowing down. He is the number one. He is number one in the country when it comes to three-point percentage right now. 61% from beyond the arc. Just spectacular numbers that you're seeing from Ahmad Bynum. Coming off the bench, by the way, which is nice to see. 915-505-6009. Leon is next. Leon, it's great to hear from you. Good evening, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. So, a lot of fun at the game tonight. I got to take my dad to watch Billy Gillespie's return. And, heck, man, I don't think we could have asked for a more entertaining game, one. But the other thing that was interesting to see is that Billy can still coach a little bit. I think he definitely out-coached Golding the second half.
You like those X's and O's drawing up plays? Is that what you like? Leon, sorry to cut you off. What did you like about his second half?
From a Tarleton State side, I'd love the adjustments they made to where they basically handled the ball a little bit better up front. It was a tale of two halves, but I just like seeing, you know, Gillespie over there coaching a team that let's be honest, I don't think have the same talent that we do. They obviously out-rebounded us, and I think a lesson learned tonight, if anything. I think the Miners got out of there lucky, and it was great to see Billy healthy, smiling, and enjoying doing what he's doing because he's one hell of a coach, and El Paso is always proud that he was here.
I like it, Leon. You know, I laughed about it. There's a couple things. Number one, refs could not call a single good call tonight, according to Billy Gillespie. He was complaining at everything. Angry Tim Floyd on Twitter, at Angry Tim Floyd, said Billy with some choice words from the scores table. And it's a video of Billy Gillespie obviously yelling at the scores table here at the Don Haskins Center, which I thought was pretty funny. Or having some choice words, I should say.
On kind of to that note about Gillespie just going off, I love this broadcast because you could hear Golding on one side, so-and-so go here, DT over here, and then you hear Gillespie, over here. You can hear them both going at it completely, in terms of calling their games, and obviously when they were, giving just their opinion to the referees.
Now, oh yeah,
it was great.
Oh yeah, they were chirping. They were chirping. That's for sure. Leon, it was funny to see like the players shield Billy Gillespie so he could just yell in that huddle every time. And by the way, I couldn't see a single thing in the second half. The players just stood up from Tarleton State the entire time. So I was like screen watching the entire time, trying to watch UTEP in the front in a half court set offensively. But it was a fun and entertaining game.
How about the class of Billy Gillespie and his team wearing homage to Haskins in the warm-up shirts, man?
Goat? Haskins goat? I love that. You know, there were some fans around me who asked for those warm-up hoodies. They were like, hey, you're going to throw those away. And I was laughing. I was thinking, hey, that's a good point. If you're a fan, I would want, one of those. I thought those warm-up shirts were really nice from Tarleton State. All class for them. And then all class to the Don Haskins Center. I felt like it was a pretty good crowd tonight for Billy Gillespie's return. And I felt like when they announced him at the beginning and gave him a standing ovation. That was a pretty nice class act there, Leon.
Yeah, we always stand up for good coaches and those that did right by us, man. We used to do it for Bobby Knight, even if they came in and challenged us. It was just something that El Paso has pride in, and it was great to see tonight. Hey, you guys have a great evening, man.
Good stuff,
man. A lot of fun tonight.
Appreciate you, Leon. Thanks so much. Sal, good stuff with Billy Gillespie back.
No, definitely. There's a lot of good memories, albeit it was only 2 years that he was here and really 1 year where we're talking about success in terms of winning games, but that culture, that foundation of the culture was established in year one, and you could kind of see it, that trajectory was going up. But no, man, you love it, and that's what El Paso loves, is those grinded out type of coaches who are gonna obviously be on the ascension, to get them to the tournament. So I mean, hey, he left a lot of people smiling, in tonight's game, that's for sure. Whether you're happy that his team lost or you're just happy of him being back and having that nice, homage early on, before the game even started. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think they did a really nice job of honoring Coach Haskins and just the relationships those guys had. Minetto tweeted the program, Colin Deaver said it would be physical, and it was. That could throw off any good team. I agree. It was a very physical game, and that was a key for UTEP going into this one right here. 915-505-6009. Miners are 7-3 now. By the way, I love the teddy bear toss today. Alberto, we talked a lot about that pregame, and the videos, it lived up to it all. It lived up to the hype. There was a lot of teddy bears all across the Don Haskins Center, and great cause right there for the El Paso Children's Hospital.
Yeah, you know, it's always great when the city comes out and does something like this. And when the city and the school are able to collab, it's phenomenal. I'm just kind of sorry. Now I'm starting to have that FOMO where, man, I wish I was out there, maybe even threw a teddy bear out myself.
You know what? You'll be out this weekend because it's the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. That's a lot of fun and exciting. Just your thoughts, opening thoughts, as the Miners try to repeat. Last year they won in the championship game against Wyoming. This year my expectations are – got to go out there, win it again, make it two in a row.
Yeah, I think that's got to be the standard for the UTEP Miners, especially since you play the tournament at home and the competition isn't what it was. I think that you just have to build from what this game was. You don't want to slow down as you did in the second half, right? This Tarleton State team really gave you a run for your money there. So I think that you just need to build off this and improve where you can. You know, praise the Miners for getting to the free throw line 33 times tonight. You know, you were saying that this game wasn't properly officiated, but you'll take that wherever you can. But if you look to the second half, that's really where the Miners weren't really shooting as good as they could have. 40% from the field, and in contrast, Tarleton State shooting 57 in that second half. Of course, they're going to kind of get up on your neck. So, yeah, that's what you want to avoid. You know, I texted you during the game. If you let Tarleton State go on an 8-0 run, it's going to get real dicey when conference play gets here. So, try to eliminate that and just build from here and get better.
Speaking of conference play, let's talk La Tech here in just a little bit. They had a big win today against Grand Canyon. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But back to what you were saying, as far as UTEP winning in a different way, Golding said it was a grinded out type of game. You have to learn how to win in different ways. And I agree with that. Sal, they're not all going to be pretty. They're not all going to be the ones where you can clamp down defensively. They're not going to all be the ones where you could separate yourselves like you did against Seattle. Sometimes it's going to be a little ugly. And maybe winning those ugly type of games will be good for the Miners moving forward. We've already seen them outclass, outlast, and dominate opponents this year. But a game like tonight, we haven't really seen. And so to see it at the Don against a team like Tarleton State, mm-hmm. a coach against Billy Gillespie, I think that's a good sign.
I mean, if we're being honest, is this really not in the wheelhouse of what Golding kind of replicates, right?
Yeah, and that's a good point.
I mean, we see this a lot, and in my opinion, this is kind of it's a little bit prettier. I know it's ugly, but it's a little bit prettier, and I'm just for humor purposes, because there was 60 points scored in this. You know, we would talk about, hey, Golding wants those wins. Doesn't even matter if it's 40-39, you know, 51-50, whatever the case is. I mean, it was 67-62 tonight, more offense than we typically see in these grinded out games. So that's point one. But also, too, we talk about how UTEP's aggression is kind of what's going to tilt them in terms of like half court, how they're going to use their athleticism and their aggression to get to the free throw line. And it didn't really pay off, but I'm noticing that it doesn't pay off when they're on the road, but it pays off when they're at home. So I'm just going to say, man, a little bit of home cooking tonight. I mean, you get 10 more free throw attempts than the other team, and they're playing the exact same way on offense, in that respect, that they do on the road. So you got to cash in when you get those opportunities, and it definitely helped today.
And to that point, 69% from the free throw line, 18 of 26. They go 26 attempts in the second half, albeit a lot of those were late in the game when Tarleton was just trying to come back, forced a lot of those late fouls. So when it was all said and done, 915-505-6009 here on the program, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next, and 600ESPNElPaso.com. Otis Frazier leads the way tonight with 18 points, 4 of 9, got it all from the free throw line, 10 of 10, perfect for Otis Frazier the third tonight. Nice effort from him, 4 rebounds for him, 2 assists, a steal and a block. Devin Barnes, his former team, by the way, 11 points, emotional game for him, 2 rebounds in this one, a steal, no turnovers, 27 minutes of action for this game. David Terrell Jr., 7 points, 3 of 10, a little bit of a step back for David Terrell Jr., although I love the 6 rebounds and I like the 4 assists. I hated the 5 turnovers. The 1 block, the 1 steal makes up for it, so not necessarily necessarily a down game from David Terrell Jr. It's just not. It's a bit of a step back for how well he's been playing as of late. Kevin Kalu with 8 points down low. Man, this guy went crazy when he scored that alley-oop that was thrown by David Terrell Jr. So shout out to Kevin Kalu. I think, Sal, you're starting to really separate yourself. Yeah, and yeah, you're benefiting big time. Corey Camper Jr. might be UTEP's leading scorer in by conference play, and Kevin Kalu is at least being productive down low. Let's call it that.
Well, if we're being honest, it's because there's not much foul trouble for him. We've seen him be aggressive early on, or kind of not even be aggressive. It's kind of like 50-50. He's either aggressive or he's out of place. You know, we've seen him be out of place a lot more than on the aggressive side. But no, man, he's on the floor, and he's able to, that's why he's able to be effective, because he's available.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just, you know, locked in on Kevin Kalu during a couple possessions. Mm-hmm. He takes it personal from everybody. Like, let's say a ref slights him, he's going to go back on the next play and put his elbow into the defender's, or, you know, the opposing player's, like, chest, and he's just going to pick at them that whole possession. Like, he's never satisfied. When you get him going, when you get that motor going, he gets pretty heated. Like, him upset, a pissed off Kevin Kalu is scary. He was blocking shots tonight. He had 2 blocks. He had a steal as well. 27 minutes of action. He was active tonight. Good to see him in person. I mean, we've seen these games from him, you know, on TV and stuff like that, the past couple games when they've been on the road. I wanted to see it in person. Tonight, you see it. Against Seattle, you saw it as well at the Haskins Center, too. He's been showing up for these home games in a big way. So just wanted to shine some of the players here tonight. One other note to talk about. Miners force 18 turnovers, but they still scored 24 points off the turnovers. Miners were good as far as per possession points, and the Miners led the entire game. They never looked back. They never trailed in this one, although it got close at the end, Sal. It even came down to a 3-point game at one point, but the Miners were able to hold them off. Were you worried at any point, like, oh, are they going to actually lose this game?
I wouldn't say worried as far as losing, but just because that was somewhere around like the 5-minute mark or so,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh man, they're on a run. UTEP has yet to get on a big run themselves. That's going to come. That didn't necessarily happen, but they were kind of able to halt it. So percentage wise, I would probably say probably like 59.28%
okay.
Worried. I don't know. I'm just trying to be funny, but yeah, somewhere like almost around 60% worried.
Ahmad Bynum's 3-point percentage worried.
Right.
That's funny. I think I wasn't as worried in the building. I know people around me were really worried. They were like, you heard a couple of moans and groans and stuff like that. I wasn't worried because I felt like the Miners were in control despite the scoreboard. And like you're saying, it was close at one point, but there was also a lot of time on the clock. So Miners found a way to separate themselves by the end. You could have told me that was a 15-point game. You could have told me it was a 5-point game, which it ended up being. I felt like it was, you know, Miners were in control despite having some challenges in this game. It was a bit of a roller coaster at points. The one thing that you know UTEP can improve on in the second half is more 3-point attempts. They attempt 12 in the first half and only 4 in the second. You have 3-point success if you're UTEP. You got to use it. And they finish out the game tonight shooting 6 of 16 from beyond the arc. That's less than 40% and less than their season average, Sal. So as far as I'm concerned, I want UTEP attempting more 3-pointers in the second half.
Yeah, I also think it depends on how the game's going as well. But,
true.
But, I mean, if that's been, you know, for a greater part of early sample size, if that's kind of been one of their strengths, you got to go towards that, especially in a game where buckets are hard to come by. Go with where you usually have success if it's not necessarily working out, you know, at that point in terms of a regular style half court. So, no, I mean, they were able to find a way to win today, and they were good enough from the free throw line. Every game's going to have that identity of its own, though. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do when they're in another game just like this where it's a grinded out defensive style game.
So we talked about La Tech. Let's check out CUSA real quick. By the way, Conference USA week in, week out, impressive. This is a good league. You know me, I'm the number one CUSA hater as far as this conference goes. And last year I thought it was good, not great. I thought it was good. This time around, it's pretty solid. Liberty right now is 10-1. They're coming off a really significant win against Grand Canyon, 74-66. Grand Canyon, by the way, they were ranked in the top 100 going into that matchup. They had just played Georgia really competitively, lost that one 73-68. Nonetheless, La Tech, they've only lost two games this year, one of them being Southern. That was a loss and a really shocking loss at that, 73-70. They also lost to Memphis by 10, 81-71. And then they have UTEP on Thursday, January 2nd. That's what I was trying to get at, Sal. It's weird. Yeah. They have a Saturday game, and then they've got like a bit of a rest, and then they have UTEP Thursday, January 2nd. That's huge. That one right there, I mean, it's at the Don Haskins Center. That tips off CUSA play for UTEP and for La Tech. And that one is right around the corner. I mean, yeah. You talk about that one being really soon. That's going to be a really exciting game. Thursday, January 2nd, La Tech versus UTEP.
Yeah, and just that opening stretch of Conference USA play. But, you know, right off of the bat, January 2nd, you have Hobacho with La Tech, the favorite to win, or one of them. I haven't looked at it, but for sure one of the favorites to win Conference USA Player of the Year. Probably the best player overall, and if not, he's the best big overall. And that's a guy that you try to stop just to have a chance to beat the other team. But he's so effective, and, you know, he has Louisiana Tech in a good spot so far. But speaking of Louisiana Tech, they win today, and get this, Adrian, a win over Grand Canyon. This isn't you know, just a run-of-the-mill whatever team. No, it's Grand Canyon, who's a respectable opponent out of the WAC. They hold them to 33 points in each half, and you know, they get 42 in the second half. They win by 8, you know, to close things out. But I'm talking a lot about Bacho, but how about Newman Jr. tonight? 25 points with 9 assists.
I like him a lot. That's a
solid duo right there that they have. But speaking of Conference USA, while we're at it, a clean sweep for men's basketball today. Four teams you know, from Conference USA took place on the men's side, of course, in the WAC CUSA Challenge, and they get the four-leg sweep. New Mexico State over Southern Utah by 3 points at home. UTEP over Tarleton, of course, they win by 5. You know, not double digits again here with Middle over Cal Baptist, or double digits there, I'm sorry, 75-64. But La Tech right there, 8-point win over Grand Canyon. So this league, man, it's going to be, I don't know how good it's going to be, but I know it's going to be really tough for a lot of these teams, even the top four.
Liberty, by the way, 10-1 are the Flames. They pretty much ran it back with most of the same team. Only loss coming to Florida Atlantic. That's a good team right there, too. So, yeah, CUSA, quality this year. Excited to see how it moves forward when it's all said and done. It's Jackson State on Friday. What do we know about Jackson State? Well, they're 0-10. They're looking for their first win on Friday against UTEP. They played a gauntlet of a schedule thus far. Houston, Xavier, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, St. Louis, Arkansas State, Iowa State, just this past Sunday. So it's been a gauntlet for Jackson State. The Tigers come to town Friday, and this is just another one of their games that's just going to be tough for them moving forward. But we'll see what happens for the Miners. I expect a big win for UTEP, and then they'll be getting ready for either Akron or Yale in the championship game of the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational when it's all said and done. Those are my expectations coming into this one. By the way, attendance tonight, 4,442 fans in attendance to see Billy Gillespie return to the Don Haskins Center. So there you go. As far as our awards, let's wind it down. Let's talk awards here on the program. Let's wrap it up next after that and get ready for the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. I always look forward to this tournament, by the way, guys. The team over at the Sun Bowl does an incredible job of running things. I love how swift this one works. As far as it being streamed, it will be. Our very own Steve Kaplowitz will be calling the action along with Leonard Owens, so we're real excited about that. We'll give more information, more details on how you can watch the game. You know, if you're trying to watch it and not in town or whatever, that is also on deck as well. So, guys, going into this one, let's start off with our hot hand of the game. This is brought to you by Wind Supply LP. Paso. I'm going to swing it over to you, Sal. There's some good options here tonight. Knowing that it was a big one for Devin Barnes tonight playing against his former team, knowing that you saw the likes of Otis Frazier III go off for 18 points, Corey Camper Jr., he's been a mainstay. He had 11. Where are we going here, Sal?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. I do think there's a lot of worthy names, but there can only be one that's going to get it. Man, you know what? I think this is a guy who's caught fire, and he's really been staying hot, been delivering big for the Miners. You know what? I'm going to go with Ahmad Bynum.
Wow, I love it. Yes, I love it. Hot hand of the game brought to you by Wind Supply El Paso. It is Ahmad Bynum, 10 points tonight, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. Great game and great stretch he's been on. I love the fact that we can talk more Ahmad Bynum. I don't take him for granted. If you're a UTEP basketball fan, don't take good shooting like this for granted. You never know when you're going to get somebody like this. Hey, stay on schedule with Wind Supply of El Paso. See why home builders make them their trusted HVAC system supplier. Check them out online, windsupplyelpaso.com. All right, Alberto, where are we going? It's our player of the game coming up next. Where are we going here for this one? UTEP getting a 5-point victory against Tarleton State.
I'd personally go Otis Frazier. I like he went perfect from the free throw line. He also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a block and a steal.
Yes.
18 points. I like that. Otis Frazier III.
I'm going to go Otis Frazier III as well. I love it. And he's also, you know, one of the best players that you're going to find across Conference USA. We just talked about the league. Otis Frazier III, one of the best two-way players in the league. Hey, you know who's one of the best? Speaking of two-way players, the Oscar Idiota Agency helps you out when it comes to your home and auto insurance. Being a two-way player in your life at home and on the roads to keep you and your family safe. See why people all across El Paso trust the Oscar Idiota at the agency for insurance solutions for over 27 years. Experience that you could trust. Check them out online, oscaridiotheagency.com. Click the Hometown Hero button. They're looking to nominate or get nominations for new hometown heroes to honor at the next UTEP men's basketball game. That's the Oscar Idiota at the agency. Check them out online, oscaridiotheagency.com. Guys, we're going to turn the page. It's the Westar Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. Sal, Alberto, your final thoughts going into this one. This is, one that the Miners need to win this weekend, both of these games, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I think for the Miners, it's one that they definitely have to win for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, it's your home tournament. You have the arena named after the famous coach, you know, the late great coach, you know, with all due respect there to Coach Haskins. So
True. That's
reason enough to want to go out there and win it. But just kind of looking at the field, Jackson State they're terrible, man. They're ridiculously terrible. But on the other side, for who they could face, Yale is 5-5. That's a respectable matchup. And you know, they're coming off of a win from Vermont. Obviously, they'll have to take on Akron first, but they're going off of a win from Vermont coming into El Paso, and then took on a tough Rhode Island team right before that. So that's Yale right there. And then as far as Akron goes, their record, they do have a winning record, 6-3. It's not the most amazing non-conference there, but I mean, they do have St. Mary's on their schedule, also Northern Kentucky and Milwaukee as well, who's a respectable team. So those teams are tested. Not saying Jackson State isn't, but man, I do think overall UTEP's resume and their form right now is reason enough to believe, aside from the motivation factor, that they should win this tournament.
Yeah, the Miners, you can't really, it's going to be hard to tell what's going to happen these on that Friday and Saturday game, but you do have to hold them to that standard. They have to win that game, and if you're the Miners, you have to see this as, well, you can't let down now. You can't look down. You got to power through these games, although you can't look down. You got Northern New Mexico still, too, but you have to look forward to that La Tech January 2nd game. You got to start off your conference play on the right foot, so you got to power up here. Power through all these games. Don't slow down. Don't let up. And get ready for conference play and get those 3 home games out of the way.
El Paso Visuals Deportivos tweeting this. I'm just giving them all the credit in the world for this. Posting this post-game presser of Coach Billy Gillespie of Tarleton State. Here we go.
The people of El Paso, I've been in a great place my whole career, and I love all the places. But the people in El Paso, man, they're the best. So it's always great come back here and A few of them were yelling insults at me tonight. I don't like those, but there weren't many. But no, what a great town, what a great culture, man. It's something else in this town. I love it.
Coach Gillespie, we saw that you wrote a Maynard's name into the scorebook. Just the reasoning behind that and your relationship with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Again, you're trying to make me start crying, but he was a great guy. He had an outlook on life that I've never seen anyone have. Every single day, no matter what was going on with he or his family or any situation, he was always the greatest. It was the greatest day in the world to him. And he made everybody else feel like it should be a great day to them. And may he rest in peace, but what a great friend and man he was.
Great stuff there. Thanks to El Paso Visuals Deportivos. He put Don Maynard totally wrong on that one right there by Visuals Deportivos. It was Maynard Haddad, the owner of H&H Car Wash, that Sam Guzman was asking of KTSM. Maynard Haddad who was in the in the scorebook. So really cool side story right there. Owner of H&H Car Wash, and you could just tell there's just so much backstory right there when it comes to a great, coach like Billy Gillespie and what he meant to the sporting world and what he had meant here, of course, to the city of El Paso. But I love it. I love the fact that he paid tribute to it. He was almost getting emotional there talking about it. And, Billy Gillespie back in town for this one right there. Good stuff. Visuals Deportivos, appreciate you. And I like the salute right there, sending it back to us. So appreciate you on that one. Hey, guys, we'll be back in action. It's Friday, and it's another edition of Minor Talk. We kept it short tonight, but a lot to unpack this weekend. Saturday especially, that's going to be the big one. The championship game of the West Star Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational. And yes, I'm putting high expectations there. Miners got to live up to it. Jackson State on deck on Friday. We will have Minor Talk after that one. And then, of course, after the game on Saturday as well. For Alberto Retta, for Sal Montes, I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're signing off tonight and saying thanks for listening to Minor Talk here on 600 ESPN El Paso.